KQ4, LOO Mobile.
LOO, this is N0TR Mobile. My name is Tom. Good morning.
Sir Tom, how are you today?
Finer and Frog Hair split three ways. Can you beat that?
But you're finer than a frog hair. By the way, my name is Tal.
And was it T-A-L, Tal?
That's short for Talmadge.
Can understand that, because mine's Thomas, and I'm Tom. I don't care for the long ones. Well, nice to meet you, Tal. I think I've talked to you before. We are just going over to Best Buy to look at a computer and out here on Gap Creek Road in Greer, looking at all the beautiful trees that, by the way, shouldn't have froze last night. It got down to 32 here, but not for long, and I hope it didn't hurt the peaches. It's now 46 degrees as we're traveling along.
Oh yeah, it was cold here in Piedmont as well, Moonville area, and I just came from purchasing some food for my toys, if you know what I mean.
What toys? Dogs, cats, birds, or radios?
None of the above, but it's definitely something to use for. I hope we don't have to have in the future, considering the current political climate.
Aye, Captain. I understand. So you were down to Shooters or that other one down on, what's that one on Wood River Police? No, I can't remember the name of it. Been to both. And you and I are right in alignment there.
Yeah, you can't ever have enough food for those. Especially hoping that we never have to use them, but it'd be all right though. Whenever we go to do a little practicing here and there, it always helps to have extra.
Well, now it's just ridiculous. I used to buy primers back when we lived in Kansas 14 years ago, and they were a penny a piece, and you buy 1,000 of them for $10. Now they're $80 for the same amount.
That is a big increase in price. Wow. Yeah, I just spent like $110 on mine just for a few boxes. So, yeah, it's definitely quite expensive these days.
Walmart and buy 500 rounds of 22 and those Golden Point Remingtons, hollow points, for $5.95. Then they went up to $8.95 before we left. And now they're like $40.
Well, speaking of 22s, where I was, they had something I hadn't seen before. I've heard a lot about, which is the Winchester 61. It's a 22 long rifle pump action. I was like, oh my goodness, I had to get out of there because I was salivating, but I couldn't get it because it was on hold.
Friend back in Kansas still got the original one. We hunted with it when we were kids, and it's one of the old Winchesters. I bet it's worth a lot of money now with the hex barrel.
I think it was like $900, but I've seen some of them actually go for upwards of $1,400, $1,500 nowadays.
That's just ridiculous, but... the last Henrys I bought for my grandsons were about $350 at Walmart, and they were the lever action with the hex barrels, you know, just something to commemorate when they turned 9 years old, and they've been in the gun safe ever since, because they never pay much attention to it anymore. But bought one of them a Golden Boy and one of them a Silver Boy. And I think I bought the Silver one out there at Dewey's Pawn Shop, way out there in Malden, isn't it, Bernice? I think it is. Good Lord, the traffic up here. all these big heavy dump trucks here in Lyman. But what can you say? The truck's on the roads now. Yeah, I love firearms. I don't have near as many as when I was a kid. But I give them to my son-in-law. He took them up to Wisconsin to the farm. But still got to have some protection.
That's where I just came from. But it's not the one in Malden. It was the one right here off of, it's not 25 after it gets to that point. I want to say it's, anyway, it's the road that leads directly into to Greenville from the Piedmont area.
The same one that owns Dewey's owns the one up on Whitehampton in Greer. And they're very nice people. I always enjoy going in there, but I have not been in there in, the last year hardly. No need to. But, I hunted and fished a lot back in Kansas, and I'm just too old now, Cal. I'm 76 years old, and very seldom ever shoot, and very seldom ever load any or anything. But the ability's there if necessary.
They work me every single day, but whenever I do finally get a day off, I got a line in the water somewhere. You can always count on that.
I love shooting tin cans more than I do targets. And I don't like those shooting ranges. I'm very sensitive to noise, and I despise loud noises. Well, I was trying to change lanes, and that ain't going to happen.
My main thing, I love to fish. I really love to fish, and it's something I'm actually pretty good at. I go to the river right down the road from my job here, and it's actually not far from my house either, but whenever I have a day off, I've got a line in the water probably somewhere.
That's a better day fishing is a better day than at work any day of the week. This is N0TR. Yeah, I used to River up in Kansas, and we'd go down swimming that river, fishing that river, hunt on that river, and there was a lot of good memories back then. And back up in Kansas, we eat a lot of rabbits and squirrels. We didn't care for deer meat. I never did hunt deer but one time, and all I saw was Bambi, and I just didn't have the heart to shoot it. So it tastes a little bit too much like liver, although I do like some of the sausage that my son-in-law up in Wisconsin makes out of his. He sends it in and has it, it looks like botan stuff when you get it back. Boy, it's delicious. This is N0TR Mobile.
W2T Mobile.
I don't do too much hunting. I have, but I don't do too much of it. Mainly because of the same thing. I look at Bambi and I'm like, I don't want to do it. Stop your last transmission.
Oh, Rusty broke in there. W2T, go ahead.
Just sitting up here in front of Best Buy. I'm right outside the front door in the handicap spot, so when you get here, you'll see my car, and so I thought, and I was pricing those electrical things, and I forgot a couple of other things I need to get, so I haven't bought anything yet. I'll just wait till I talk to the electrician that's going to come do the work and see whether I need to get a box also. But I'm sitting here, and it's still chilly out there this morning. Go ahead, Tom.
Roger. Well, I can go over there with you if you haven't already bought stuff. It's not a problem. I always enjoy that. And I'm going to try to get around this, I think it's a trash truck. And a lot of traffic out here today. We're coming up on the I-26 entrance on the way over there, Rusty. Now, go ahead. This is Tal, Tango Alpha Lima, Rusty. Go ahead, Tal.
talking about my how much I love the fish and stuff. But y'all go ahead. I'm about to get out of here and go watch some of my daily news. So I will let the two of you have it. And hello, Rusty. I'm Tal, by the way. I will let y'all go.
Problem. It's always good to talk about things. And Tom and I will talk about fishing, although I don't do it much anymore. So, well, Tom, if you're at where I-26 crosses in here, so you're almost here. So I'll be here when you get here.
24, hello, out. Y'all have a good day.
Pleasure's all mine, Tal. Jump in there anytime. Really enjoyed you riding along with us. Well, Rusty, we're a few miles out yet. This is where you turn, and you get on 85. We're still west of that big sports arena as you're coming into Spartanburg. I was watching the traffic here. And so it'll probably be 10 minutes, and then we'll be there.
Okay, well, I got to make a phone call anyway. I'll see you when you get here. W2T.